This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership by SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, July 3rd, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The BBC reports that London street preacher Michael Overd was exonerated last Thursday on his appeal in the Bristol Crown Court. The judge ruled in favor of what he called, quote, the right of freedom of speech and freedom of expression, unquote. Listen to Michael Overd's own analysis.
Even though the law is not being broken, it's people being offended by the gospel and what it says about our sin.
Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his own son.
When I'm preaching out there, I love all those guys. That's why I go and preach. Hatred's directed towards preachers at times, as it was to Jesus Christ. And I'm not ashamed and I'm not afraid to preach the truth.
Overd was initially fined £3,600 for, quote, homophobic comments, unquote. Additionally, he testified to the court that, quote, if we truly love the Muslims, we must bring the truth. Jesus said any prophet who comes in any other way is a liar and a thief, unquote. Watch an astounding video of Michael's arrest after preaching the gospel of Christ in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Here's a snippet.
You're causing a disturbance.
No, I'm preaching,
you
sir.
Are not welcome, okay? Hey, what is your name?
Michael.
Michael what?
Michael. I don't have to give you my surname.
You do. No. Because I'm going to give you a dispersal notice to leave the area.
I'm not going to leave the area, sir.
If you fail to do so, you will be arrested.
Okay. I'll be arrested.
Get up!
I've got a bad back, sir.
Well, get up!
You're hurting my arm. Why are you hurting my arm like this? You don't need to do this, sir. You don't need to do this to me, sir.
You're challenging Muslims.
They're just saying what the Bible says.
That's fine.
Well, if it's fine, why have you arrested me?
In a cruel turn of events, the misnamed European Court of Human Rights has ruled that a sick child can be taken off of life support despite his parents' wishes, reports the National Review. 10-month-old Charlie Gard was born with an extremely rare disease called infantile MDDS, a disease so rare that there are only 16 known cases in the entire world. Since his birth, Charlie Gard has been living in the intensive care unit at Great Ormond Street Hospital in London. He is unable to breathe without assistance, suffers from seizures, and has severe brain damage. His parents were hopeful that a new treatment in America may help him. Because of the court's decision, Charlie's parents now have no say in whether he lives or dies, but that decision has instead been transferred to his doctors. Join other pro-life Christians around the world and sign a petition to help save Charlie Gard's life. You'll find the link in our transcript at theworldview.com. Days after Charlotte area ISIS sympathizer Justin Sullivan was sentenced to life for planning mass murder in support of the Islamic State terror group, a terrorism expert says the FBI is investigating about 1,000 ISIS-related active threats in all 50 states, reports the Charlotte Observer. Pastor John MacArthur asserted that people are, quote, not gay any more than an adulterer is hardwired to be forced by his own nature to commit adultery, unquote, reports the Gospel Herald. Quote, no one is gay, unquote, said the pastor of Grace Community Church in Sun Valley, California. Quote, people commit adultery. They commit sins of homosexuality. They lie. They steal. They cheat. That is not an excuse for what you do. I think one of the really deadly aspects of this is to let people define themselves as gay, unquote. Leviticus 18:22 says, do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable. In a vote of 393 to 226, German lawmakers voted to legalize homosexual faux marriage last Friday, reports CNN. Germany now joins more than 20 other countries where the civil government has endorsed a marriage of unnatural relations. A Christian geologist has asked that his lawsuit against the National Park Service be dismissed after he finally obtained a research permit that had been held up for years by red tape, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Andrew Snelling filed suit when the Park Service denied him permission to obtain a few fist-sized rock samples from the Grand Canyon, charging the reason was his Christian beliefs regarding the origins of the earth. Gary McCaleb of the Alliance Defending Freedom said, quote, "When the government refuses to allow a Christian geologist simply to collect information because it dislikes his views, it undercuts science and violates the law," unquote. Romans 1:20 says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." 7 Planned Parenthood facilities, 3 in California, 2 in Iowa, and 1 in New Jersey, permanently closed Saturday, reports Life News. 6 of the 7 had conducted medication abortions. Emily Swanson has a special report immediately following the newscast today about a new video entitled Lost Secrets of Liberty. Stay tuned. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised now, a special report compiled and edited by Emily Swanson. A new video from Bill Hyde and Heirloom Audio Productions entitled Lost Secrets of Liberty, released in time for July 4th, has been censored by Facebook. Hyde sought to bring Americans back to a real meaning of liberty and how true liberty is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
When we talk about it, something like liberty, or if we say there's oppression, that has to have some type of framework. It has to have some type of context. And we like to say, okay, what is it that we're going to be free of? Who is it that's going to be free of what?
Hyde said that we need a clear definition of liberty in a culture that has made liberty a cliche word.
The poacher thinks that conservation laws are oppressive. He wants freedom and liberty from that. So what is it that we're going to talk about? And my biggest fear that we really cover in the video is this idea of liberty. It's almost like a throwaway word anymore. It's used so much. What is it that we're trying to get that's made us free? What is it that's created this? How can we get underneath this concept and start to discuss it?
The reason given by Facebook for banning the film? Quote, images of nudity or cleavage, unquote. Hyde's only guess is that it might have been from an image of Michelangelo's painting. It appears as though Facebook is grasping at straws. And ironically, Facebook, which should celebrate liberty, is actively curtailing it. Regardless of Facebook's misguided agenda, Hyde remarked that he hopes the video will be a conversation starter about liberty.
I like to think of the videos as maybe conversation starters. If you have an atheist friend or a Muslim friend or even a Christian friend that maybe doesn't see the world exactly the way that we might.
Hyde emphasized the video is to remind us that liberty must be tethered to the right foundation.
It has to be tethered to something because no one can do anything that they want to do anytime they want to do it. No one has that type of abstract freedom.
Hyde said that the discussion starts at remembering where man's slavery really begins.
One of the things Luther talked about that really kind of was the springboard of the Reformation and the hinge upon which a lot of this turns is, if we don't understand that being a slave to sin is kind of a foundational issue, then we're going to find ourselves way, way off track.
Hyde said that the Word of God provides a great framework for discussing the freedom of the one and the freedom of the many.
There's always been this battle between the one and the many. And most Americans don't even know what you would be talking about if you said that. But when we're talking that way, we're talking about what's more important, the guy and gal in the pew or the church itself? One of the individuals in a marriage or the marriage itself? A voter or the entire populace of the United States? If you err on either of those sides, you're going to have anarchy on one side or you're going to have tyranny on the other side. What I'm positing here is that only Christianity handles this one and the many with an equal ultimacy of the Trinity.
Hyde advised how Christians should speak out for liberty in our culture.
The first thing we have to decide is what Christianity is going to be. If we're going to reduce it to this idea where salvation is kind of in a closet and I go to God for my fire and life insurance, then quite rightly, it doesn't speak to other aspects of our life and our culture. I'm somebody that's going to push this more comprehensive idea of what it means to be a Christian and where does the Bible apply. You know, I'm going to say all of the Bible for all of life.
Hyde shared a little-known story that he portrays in the film about founding father Ethan Allen, representing the mindset of God-given liberty.
Ethan Allen, when he's at the fort at Ticonderoga, a young lieutenant, Redcoat, says to him, "By what authority are you on the king's property?" And he says, "By the authority of the Lord God Jehovah and the Continental Congress." That's a really interesting thing, because you have to sort of start to say, by what authority? Who has the authority to do this or that?
Hyde said there needs to be a biblical awakening to reignite a desire for true freedom.
If there's going to be an awakening, it has to be biblically centered. In other words, we have to fall back in love with God's revealed word, and then we can't be afraid to talk about it. We've got to get it out of its cage and say, how is this applied? And then as far as liberty is concerned, I think that liberty, like everything else in life, needs to be a byproduct of something else. And if you're faithful to God's word, liberty is going to be one of those very, very enjoyable byproducts.
To watch the short film with many of the secrets and reminders of the God-given liberty with which we have been blessed, go to thelostsecretsofliberty.com. That's thelostsecretsofliberty.com. Hyde emphasized that we can only taste liberty by seeking God, not by seeking liberty as the end goal. This has been another special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.